Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Wednesday, June 23rd, and happy birthday to the Grammy Award-winning music producer and American Idol judge, Randy Jackson, who turned 65 years old today. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories brought to you by R.S. Andrews. A business advocacy group that sued Major League Baseball for moving the All-Star Game out of Georgia has dropped the case. A federal grand jury indicted a Snellville man for allegedly hiding his involvement in Ethiopian political persecution in the 70s. The United States has extended COVID-19 restrictions on non-essential travel to Canada and Mexico. Gwinnett native McLean Hermes is headed back to the Paralympic Games. Georgia is about to join 25 other mostly Republican-led states in cutting off supplemental federal unemployment benefits. And finally, a former Norcross High School football star and current member of the New Orleans Saints has been appointed to an advisory role with NASCAR.
Hello?
Okay.
Is this on?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is an important announcement from R.S. Andrews.
Hi, I'm Dari.
And I'm Ben. We are not magicians.
Customers may say we perform magic,
bringing tired AC systems to factory fresh specs.
Thanks to our R.S. Andrews Mega Tune-Up.
It's pretty magical.
Mega, not magic.
It's a comprehensive exam of your entire system.
From your evaporator inside,
to your condenser outside,
and everything in between.
That's how R.S. Andrews helps systems perform like the day they were installed.
For just $99.
It may seem like magic,
but it's really our clean screen, trained and timely R.S. Andrews techs.
Casting a spell over your system.
Not casting any spell.
Just kidding.
We even check your thermostats.
We check every part of your system.
To keep it cooling all summer.
Because it's not just a tune-up.
It's a R.S. Andrews Mega Tune-Up.
Just $99.
You call, we come.
You're cool all summer.
Guaranteed.
Like magic.
Not magic.
How can we make you smile today?
He's Ben.
He's Dari.
We're RSAndrews.com.
Hey! Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back.
A business advocacy group that sued Major League Baseball for moving the All-Star Game out of Georgia dropped the case Monday, nearly 2 weeks after an adverse court ruling. New York-based Job Creators Network, a group backed by the Home Depot co-founder Bernie Marcus, filed a federal lawsuit after MLB announced it was pulling next month's game out of Georgia in protest of the General Assembly's passage of an election law adding new restrictions that critics attacked as voter suppression. The group sought a preliminary injunction ordering Major League Baseball to either bring the game back to Georgia or pay $100 million in damages, an estimate of the game's potential economic impact. A Snellville man has been arrested by federal officials who claim he allegedly concealed his involvement in political interrogations and physical abuses during the Red Terror in Ethiopia when he applied for U.S. citizenship. 65-year-old Mesimer Abibi Balena was indicted on 2 counts of unlawful procurement of naturalization. When foreign-born people apply for U.S. citizenship, they're asked if they ever persecuted people because of their political opinions or committed crimes for which they had not been arrested. Prosecutors allege that Mr. Balena claimed he had not been involved in political persecution or committed crimes for which he had not been arrested, despite his work at a prison in Ethiopia during the Red Terror. According to Human Rights Watch, the Red Terror was an urban counterinsurgency period from roughly 1976 to 1978 in Ethiopia, where mass murders were allegedly committed by the government to suppress political opposition. Prosecutors from the U.S. Department of Justice said Mr. Balena allegedly ordered and participated in the interrogations and abuses as a civilian interrogator at a makeshift prison in the late 1970s. If he's convicted of the charges, his citizenship would be automatically revoked. The United States has extended COVID-19 restrictions on non-essential travel at land and ferry crossings with Canada and Mexico until July 21st. In March 2020, the U.S. and Canada mutually agreed to shut down the border to mitigate the spread of COVID-19. On Friday, Canadian Minister of Public Safety and Emergency Preparedness Bill Blair announced that restrictions on non-essential international and U.S. travel would be extended until July 21st. Canada is largely off limits to U.S. travelers. Tourism, leisure, and casual visits are all forbidden. Some exceptions exist for family members, foreign workers, and international students. Meanwhile, Mexico allows U.S. travelers by air. There's no need for a negative PCR test for COVID-19 and no quarantine required. Most resorts, however, ask guests to fill out health questionnaires. On June 7th, the U.S. CDC changed the rating from very high risk level 4 to high risk level 3 and advised travelers to be fully vaccinated before traveling to Mexico. Gwinnett native McLean Hermes is headed back to the Paralympic Games. The 20-year-old was among the 24 women selected on Sunday to the U.S. roster for the Paralympic Games in Tokyo, scheduled for August 24th through September 5th in Japan. It'll be the second Paralympics for the Gwinnett Online Campus graduate, who placed 8th in the 100 backstroke in the 2016 Games in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Team USA was selected based on performances from the U.S. Paralympic Team Trials and the Para Swimming World Series. She's competed with the U.S. Paralympic National Team since 2017, when she won 5 medals, 1 gold, 2 silver, and 2 bronze in the World Championships. She's a multi-event American record holder in the S12 classification and also swims for Loyola University. Congratulations, McLean.
When you're in the market for a new home, Georgia United Credit Union is here to help. We offer competitive rates, low fees, and flexible terms so you can be confident you're getting the best home for your budget. We'll even cover up to $500 on the appraisal fee of your new home, saving you even more money. Our home loan experts will guide you through the process, finding the best loan solutions for your needs. We have up to 100% financing and no money down options for qualified members. Unlock the door to your new home by visiting gucu.org/new home. Georgia United is an equal housing lender. Has the time come for you and your family to buy or sell a new home? Peggy Slappy Properties is here to help. Peggy and the team have been in Gwinnett and surrounding areas for 38 years, helping folks just like you and me. Peggy Slappy Properties consist of more than 35 realtors that realize fostering strong relationships with community is the key to their business. They work with you regardless of circumstance. Residential homes are newly built. They have listings all over the county. In today's climate, you hear a lot of noise from others on how they can help you. The difference at Peggy Slappy Properties? They're buying and selling for neighbors, family, and friends. Don't you believe you'll get the most value from a team that knows the lay of the land? Visit Peggy Slappy Properties online at psponline.com or give them a call at 770-271-5555. That's 770-271-5555. Peggy Slappy Properties delivers the very best in Gwinnett and Georgia real estate because you deserve no less.
Georgia is about to join 25 other mostly Republican-led states in cutting off supplemental federal unemployment benefits before the Biden administration ends the program in September. On June 26, the State Department of Labor will stop issuing weekly checks of $300 to an estimated 278,000 jobless Georgians under an initiative then-President Trump launched last September. Governor Brian Kemp announced the change last month after business leaders complained that the extra income is discouraging unemployed Georgians from returning to the workforce, making it hard for companies to fill job openings as the coronavirus pandemic eases. But Democrats and labor advocates argue the move will hurt low-income families, particularly blacks and Latinos, by depriving them of the safety net they need to avoid falling into poverty. A coalition of statewide business organizations stated its case for the benefits cutoff last month in an op-ed spearheaded by the Georgia Chamber of Commerce. While business owners say the weekly federal checks are acting as a disincentive for unemployed Georgians to go back to work, labor advocates say other factors are keeping otherwise willing workers from coming back. In its op-ed, the Business Coalition recommended not only eliminating the $300 weekly federal checks, but creating a statewide job signing bonus program or other back-to-work initiative that helps match jobs to job seekers.
Drivers! Start your engines!
Former Norcross High School standout and current New Orleans Saints running back Alvin Kamara has announced a partnership with NASCAR, in which he'll work toward growing the sport's fan base. NASCAR named Alvin Kamara its first ever growth and engagement advisor, a role in which the football star will connect new audiences with NASCAR through immersive and educational experiences that help them learn more about the sport. In 2020, Alvin became a NASCAR fan and attended his first race in support of Bubba Wallace, the only full-time black driver on the circuit after NASCAR banned Confederate flags from their races. NASCAR said they're looking to tap into his insights, perspective, and ideas, and are seeking to learn more about his experience so they can engage and develop new fans.
Why buy a Kia Mall of Georgia? We provide award-winning customer satisfaction and have been a family-owned business for over 20 years. Buying or leasing with us is fast and easy, and you can get pre-approved online in 4 simple steps. We offer top dollar on trade-ins and have new vehicle specials that are updated every month. And our factory-trained technicians make servicing your vehicle convenient with extended service hours. Stop by and shop with us on the lot or visit us online at lovemykia.com.
Hello, I'm Rodney Skelthorpe, and I own A1 Tires and More in Lawrenceville. We're your go-to place for tires and complete car care.
Don't put off getting those tires you know you need, and don't forget to check your AC and get your car ready for summer. A1 Tires and More can check everything affordably. Get that maintenance done and bring on the summer adventures.
All of our work at A1 Tires and More is guaranteed. Rest assured, we handle every repair with accuracy, integrity, and honesty. You can find us online at a1tiresandmore.com. Or give us a call at 770-963-8333. We're located directly across from the Lawrenceville Police Headquarters, and we are A1 on your ride.
Thanks for listening to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.